Hello, and welcome to my show, Queen's Dungeons of Horrors. Well, today we do our top five and our topic for the day. My name is Una Blue Verona, and I will be your host for this evening. Today's show is City Life and Halloween, and some of the differences of trick-or-treating, basically, between the city and the suburbs of the country. Welcome back to my show. I hope you enjoyed that little interlude. Well, now let's get straight into our topic for the episode. Our topic for the episode is trick-or-treating, the difference between city and the suburb trick-or-treating. Well, the first difference I know is it's easier to get people together. You don't have to sit there and pre-plan ahead for the entire walk and then the drive and then the actual trick-or-treating itself. You can just go out and do. Number two is the actual trick-or-treating, right? The basic walking around in the city. I used to live in New York City, so I would know a little bit about this. It's actually, you could just go to any door's house and knock on their doors and kind of enjoy trick-or-treating the way it was meant to be enjoyed. In the suburbs, it's a little bit harder. You have to drive to the area and then go trick-or-treating with a bunch of kids in the car. It's a whole different experience, but from my personal experience. And the third and the last thing is there's less planning involved. So you don't have to plan your drive. You don't have to plan how to go out there. And you don't have to plan buying your costumes ahead of time. In the city, you can more just walk to the store or work or take the bus and then, or go pick up your costumes right after this or that. You can't kind of do that in like the country suburbs or even the, it's very hard to get that done. Well, that's out my little short snippet topic of the day. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Hello and welcome back. Now we're getting into the meat of our show, and that is our top three horror books kind of based in the city life. Book number one is The Dark Harvest by Norman. Book number two is Ghost Road by Mayberry. And book number three is Dark Leaves by Kayleen Patrick. And that will be our top three books. Our next segment of the show is our top five movies, all available on Netflix. Number one is The Void. Number two, Under the Shadow. Number three, Starry Eyes. Number four, Dark Song. And number five, The Den. Well, thanks for listening, and that's our show for today, you guys. Remember, I'll be here next week, same 3 times, afternoon and night. And don't forget to check out my Chloe and Isabel shop, LGW Boutique shop, where I sell jewelry and stuff for women and men. All music I do not own. Once again, they belong to Spotify and the Perspective Artists. So you again can find my playlist there. Until next time, have a scary, scary night. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.